The Pretty Girl Pill Club is brought to you by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. We recently joined as members and you can too. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co.
Middle of the 20th century in the United States of America, hundreds and hundreds of teenage boys and girls are becoming hopeless dope addicts every year. It's fantastic.
Welcome to the Pretty Girl Pill Club, where failing upwards were an Olympic sport, we'd take home the gold. I'm Sophie, joined by my co-host Ronnie.
This is he.
And this is a show where a couple of extremely unqualified, let me emphasize, extremely unqualified idiots on the internet with really fucked up brain chemistry talk about having fucked up brain chemistry, among other things. How's it going, Ronnie?
It's going. I actually got to talk to a group of middle schoolers about radio and podcasting and social media.
Really?
And that was fun. Yeah.
That's
and
so cool.
It's kind of like that Kanye lyric where he says they got the dropout keeping kids in the school. And I was like, yeah. But also, some of them asked me about the podcast, and I said, I'm not telling you, but if you find it, you have a career in social media.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be on the lookout if any, like, middle schoolers, like, follow me on Twitter or something.
Yeah, yeah. If our age demographic suddenly, like, goes a little bit down, I'll know what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like they would be able to find it just by Googling your name, right?
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I didn't want to, like, tell them that, but, like, that's the truth.
But that is the truth, yeah. I mean, considering that these are middle schoolers in 2021, I'm sure they'll figure it out, like that.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I love that you did that. How did that like come about?
It was career day at my mom's school. Mm. And it was funny. She like, she said, are you ready for career day? Like maybe a month before. And I was like, what? And she was like, oh, I didn't tell you. I signed you up for career day. And I was like, oh, okay.
And you're like, what career? I don't have one.
Yeah. But I got to talk to the kids. I asked them about video games. That was great. I asked them about music. The kids are all right.
That's good. That's good to hear. Like, I feel like they're all right, but like, I like the reassurance, you know? Mm. I worry for them. Yeah, I mean, if me saying fuck in the first like 30 seconds of the episode didn't give it away already, this isn't exactly a middle school friendly podcast, although considering the kind of media that I consumed when I was in middle school, you know, probably not the worst thing you could be listening to. But I feel like I I feel like for like posterity's sake, I should say, like, if you're a child, get out of here, wink wink. But don't do drugs unless they're prescribed by your doctor. I love that that happened to you. I would love to do that. That would be so fun. But I also feel like I'm like, I don't have a career, you know, I'm just doing my thing. I'm not good at this yet. But
yeah.
But Ronnie, you fit into the budget of the middle school. So it worked out.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was fun. It was a Black History sort of thing.
That's really cool. Okay. So it was like specifically like Black people talking about what they do.
Yeah. It was a group of us.
Shout out
North High. Shout out University Heights Middle School.
That's super dope. I love that. I love that they did that. As you've heard in the last like episode or two, I moved in with my partner, blah, blah, blah. We have a dog and a cat. We're like combining households. It's a lot. And we're still figuring it out slowly but surely. You know, it's going. It's a day by day thing. But actually how our topic for today's episode came up, so this is going to be a great segue, is this morning I had a Zoom with my doctor, Michelle. Love her. Shout out Michelle. And one of the things we were talking about is the fact that like I've had a lot of days where I feel like where I just don't get anything done, to be frank. And I end up sleeping in the middle of the day. You know, just a lot of like shitty habits like that that I have had a hard time breaking. A big part of that being that I haven't had like a normal like job for a full year now. This is the least amount of routine I've had in my entire life. And so I kind of had it in my head that like moving in with Mario would kind of like fix everything. Not really. I don't want to say that. But I guess like if I wanted to like really simplify it, I figured that it would kind of fix a lot of things for me in the sense that like, well, he has a routine, so I'll kind of piggyback off of his routine. But what I think I didn't really acknowledge was the part where I have to hold up my end of that. You know, you can't just like piggyback off of somebody else's routine and like hope that it'll go well. You still have to like be an active participant in that. So I was talking to my doctor about some goals that I actually want to set to help me get into a better routine so I can get more things done and just feel better in general and not, you know, need to sleep in the middle of the day. And also, which will ultimately help my relationship if I'm getting more things done. So we'll get into it. But after that, my boyfriend and I, Mario, sat down and kind of talked about some things that we could do to kind of help me structure, you know, my time a little bit better and how we can like help each other make our days run a little bit better and how we can make our lives run a little bit better in general, like overall. He's somebody who has like high anxiety and like needs to have a lot of structure and routine and like always like be productive to like help him not be anxious. And so, you know, if I am like not also doing that, it kind of makes him anxious and I don't want to contribute to that. And also like I want to get things done. So that was the conversation we had. It was a really productive conversation. The thing now is that I actually have to do it. And so, Ronnie, do you want to introduce the concept for this week's episode?
Yeah, we talking about goals and getting stuff done.
So, per that conversation this morning, I have some goals that I want to achieve in order to, you know, help myself and help us and help our household run better. So we're going to get into those. And we're also going to talk a little bit about like creating good habits. And again, like I always say, we're not professionals. We're not an authority on literally anything. We're just a couple of people who are kind of like stumbling through life and I guess documenting that for other people's hopefully benefit.
Apt, yes.
Yeah. This podcast kind of gives us a format for doing that, I guess you could say. You know, when we're looking for topics, we can't just, you know, we can't just talk about like, here's how you set goals, but then like not actually do it. You know what I mean? It's like if we had done our boundary chart episode without actually making boundary charts, like we have to actually do the things if we're going to talk about them. But there's no guarantee that we're going to succeed at these things. There's no guarantee that any of us will succeed at any of these things. But I want to drive the point home that we're just trying our best and we hope that you find this helpful. But I am going to stop rambling. Ronnie, what did you put down for some of your goals? And oh, wait, before I say that, we kind of, when we talked about this episode earlier, you know, in kind of the planning phase, we thought we would write down what our goals for the week are, the month are, the year, and the next 5 years. So that's kind of the way we're gonna structure this. And so, Ronnie, I'll let you go ahead and give us the breakdown of your goals.
Cool. So I like to start with the daily goal.
Mm-hmm.
That might seem daunting at first, but it's good for getting into a routine and already building off the routine that I already have. I like waking up every morning and watching the Fox 11 KTTV news.
Mm-hmm.
And Fox 11 isn't Fox News. Those are two different entities.
Yeah, it's like your local news.
Yeah, and I just like that. And so I usually wake up around like 8 o'clock or whatever, start watching the news around then, get my coffee, take my medicine, feed Ash, blah, blah, blah. Then around 10 o'clock, I stop watching the news because it's off and then Rachel Ray is on. So then I'll do some stuff. But then 11 o'clock will come on and then I watch Wendy Williams, which I love. And then my day really more or less, I'll do things before this time, but my day pretty much starts at 12.
Yeah.
So in terms of that, today I was just trying to get some chores around the house done.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the week, I wanted to send out more applications because I recently got back like to the one of those jobs where you get to the last round and they're like, fuck you, we don't want you. So
yeah.
I have to get back into that.
Yeah.
And for the month, I wanted to start streaming, you know, on Twitch or whatever, which was interesting enough. I saw that some people were like actually had a Brio cart Friday night stream, and I was like, that's kind of what I want to do. Like, that would be fun. But that those are my goals for the week. And then for the month, I'd like to have a job. That would be fun.
Yeah. We can get into the year in the next 5 years later. Let's just start with like week and month to, you know, segment it out a little bit. Okay. So your goal for the month is to start streaming and to get a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just did week and month. I didn't do daily, but my week goals kind of lead into my daily goals because a lot of these are things that I want to do every day or start doing every day. Not all of them, but some of them. Something my doctor recommended was getting outside early in the morning. We have a puppy named Peanut. And so Mario has to take Peanut out every single morning when he first wakes up. And so when we were talking about it, we decided that we're going to try to make it a habit that we go together to take Peanut out every morning. Not only does that get me out of bed and get me outside, it's also time that we get to spend together in the morning. And, you know, it's a good way to get our day started. And the few times that I have gone with him to take Peanut out in the morning, I have been more productive throughout the day. So that's a goal, and that's something that I'm going to be tracking. Another thing that I want to do this week, because I haven't quite fleshed it out, but I need to actually establish a routine. So, Ronnie, you have a routine.
Essentially.
You have more of a routine than I do, I think. So, for me, I need to establish a more structured routine. I think where I have failed before is that my routines aren't very structured. It's just a list of things I want to do in the order that I want to do them, but I've never given time frames to them. So another thing we're doing is typically we're waking up between 7 and 9, but we want to pick a specific time that like we get out of bed, make the bed, and then go take Peanut out. So our goal for that is going to be between 7:30 and 8, I think. So that's kind of like a week goal that's going to become a daily goal. And that'll be a part of the routine that I'm going to try to establish. Another aspect of that is that I'm responsible for taking Peanut out in the middle of the day while Mario's at work. So usually I kind of just take Peanut out whenever I feel so compelled to. But I want to pick a specific time and stick to that, like set an alarm and be like, okay, every day at 1 p.m., I'm going to take Peanut out. And I want to do that for a lot of these things where it's a specific time that I'm going to do it because that'll just add more structure. And I can get more into this later, but another aspect of that routine is we want to set aside an hour of the evening where like we both do some stuff that we just want to do. They can be separate, they can be together, it doesn't matter. We're just going to spend an hour doing whatever. So like maybe for my hour, I'm going to watch stupid YouTube videos and Mario's going to draw. Whatever it is, we're going to block out an hour of the day, roughly the same time every day, where we have that. Something you mentioned on the phone earlier, Ronnie, was that when you were on one of your 5150s, something about video games. Do you want to elaborate on
that? Yeah, I can elaborate. So I'm not sure if they specifically told me to, I don't know if they specifically said, Ronnie, you need to play more games on your phone, or if that's just what I heard. But we were in a session where we were talking about getting things done and like proprio muscle groups, so like cleaning and like how cleaning makes you feel better, blah, blah, blah.
It does.
There was a point where I got in my head that it was like, I like those little games on your phone that you can play for like 5 minutes or like an hour and you're just like racking up like money by tapping the screen or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of those idle games.
Yeah.
And I think what that did was it was able to, for me and like for people I shared this with, to you get to see like a goal and then you get to like achieve the goal pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I applied that to my own life a little bit in that when I go to sleep, I like to not be on my phone while like within 30 minutes before like sleeping because it makes your sleep better. And also another suggestion for like better sleep that actually helped me with like my morning routine was this app called Rise, which was like amazing. You have to pay for it, but there's like a free version, which I was using, and it would tell you the times of day when you would have the most energy or like the least energy based on when you went to sleep. And it was like, right, like they weren't wrong. Like they would say like, you're in a spike in energy. And I was like, man, I'm already in bed. You got me.
Yeah.
So with that, it was kind of just like, okay, if I go to bed not using my phone, I'll be more relaxed for the morning. And so using that time before bed, I would like make a mental list of these are the things that I need to do for the next day.
Yeah.
And then when you wake up, you write that down, because this is like a Dr. Oz fact. So take it with whatever you want to take it with.
A grain of salt.
It's better to write things down than to type it out. So say you have like the reminder app on your phone.
Yeah, he is right on that.
If you finish a reminder, you tap that little circle, it goes away. Mm-hmm. So then you're looking at the app and you're seeing, okay, these are all the things that I still need to do. Rather than if you wrote it down and then when you finish, you crossed it out, because then you could see all the things you've already done in addition to what's left to do. That's kind of what I would do for a daily goal in terms of writing all the things down. And it doesn't have to be chronological. Like you can say, oh, I have this much time before I want to get lunch, so I'm going to do this task, which might be at the bottom of the list.
Mm-hmm.
And it really works for time management too. Because say you probably had a list of 5 things to do and you finish 2 of those things. It's 3:00. You have 3 things left. You're going to decide, okay, well, I got to eat dinner at some point. I'm going to want to have like free time toward the end of the night where I'm not doing anything mentally taxing or mentally strenuous. So you say, okay, I'm going to eat at like 8:00, which means you have 5 hours to finish however many things you could do. And to not stress yourself out, you could say, I'm going to do 2 of these things within the 5 hours. Mm-hmm. And then whatever time you have left, you got all that time left. You eat dinner. Then after that, you only have 1 more thing left to do. You do that. You probably still have more time because like more often than not, the thing isn't going to take you like forever. And then you finished everything you have to do for the day and you're all done and you're not like rushing to fit everything in, and you can still get to bed in time to do the same thing the next day. And it really helps with keeping a routine, because then you're like, you know, you can see your own productivity and then you can finish things.
I like all of that, especially the writing things down. Something that I used to do when I had a regular job was the first thing I would do was I would write the list of everything I had to do that day, and then I'd rewrite the list in order of priority. So I feel like that's kind of what you're talking about, Ronnie, like putting it down on paper. But also, like for me, and I think a lot of the ADHD folk out there will relate to this, you kind of just have to, like, for lack of a better word, vomit it onto the page, like everything you have to do, and then kind of go through and organize it. Because in your head, it's like, it's all a mess. Mm-hmm. Now that I don't have like a regular job, which that will lead into some of my next few goals, I need to make sure that I'm treating every day as if I did have a job until I do have a job. You know what I mean? So like still making those lists every day. And that's kind of the hardest part. And I think that a lot of people during COVID probably are feeling the same. Because yeah, in case anybody fucking forgot, it's still COVID, wear your goddamn mask and stop eating out at restaurants. It's fucking weird and gross. But a lot of people are probably feeling this, where it's like you're just kind of floating through each day, and it's not the healthiest thing. You need to kind of treat every day like as if you did have a job, which leads into my next goals for the week. Actually, on an unrelated note, one of my other goals is to do Duolingo every day. I've been doing it every few days. I need to get back to doing it every day. And then for my other goals, I need to apply to more jobs this week. So leading into my monthly goals, my goal for the month is to get a job. And then, you know, after I've established a routine, then my goal for the month is to actually stick to it. That doesn't mean that once you pick a routine that you have to stick to it. Everything is trial and error. I've had so many different routines throughout the years, and there's a reason why those aren't my routines anymore. You know, life changes, things change. You can adjust as you go. It's a constant trying and refining, I think, because you're not going to find like this one routine and then stick to it for the next 5 years. That might be your routine for the next like 3 months, and then something changes and you need to adjust. So establishing a good groundwork and then working from there. So that's kind of my goal for the month, is to like stick to a routine, which is hard for me. I also, in the month of March, would like to post 3 to 4 episodes of PGPC. Something I said at the beginning of this year and have not done is been really consistent with posting episodes. I think we were going really strong for a long time. Mario even said the other day, or yesterday, actually, no, I don't remember when he said this, but he was like, you know, you used to be so militant about getting episodes out on time and like recording every week. And I was like, you're right. I did used to be like that. What happened to that? And so I need to kind of get back to that.
To be fair, I fell off on my own, like just podcast listening. Mm-hmm. And I think it made me less inclined to create podcasts. So like earlier this year, I got back into listening to podcasts more regularly. So mm-hmm. I can assist with the podcast that I'm already speaking on to get more consistent with episodes.
Yeah, yes. You are my co-host, so... Yeah. Yeah. And I think I need to spend more time like looking for topics, you know, because I feel like I think towards the end of last year, maybe like the middle of the end of last year, fourth quarter of last year, I don't know. We had several really, really good episodes, like ones that have the highest listenership of any of our episodes, ones that we worked really hard on and were really proud of. And then I think after that, I felt like the bar just got a lot higher, right? And yeah. So now I feel like every time we sit down to record and we have a topic, like I have to do it better than the last time. It has to be better than this and better than that, which is maybe like it's a good mindset to have that you just want to constantly improve and constantly be better. But I think it's kind of like crippled me a little bit. Do you feel that at all?
Yeah, that actually was pretty much why I didn't turn in work in school for a long time, because it was like, I don't want to like not produce something good. So I'd rather not produce anything at all.
Right. I feel that way. And I felt that way with like our Instagram. Like I was really prolific on our Instagram for a really long time. And then I just kind of fell off on like posting all the time, which I forgot to mention one of my goals for the week. And those of you listening can maybe help if you're not already following us on Instagram. One of my goals for the week is to hit 600 followers on Instagram. We're only about 20 away from that. So I think it's doable. So if you're listening to this and you don't follow us on Instagram, follow us on Instagram. We get a lot of compliments on our Instagram. I think it's great. Okay, I'm done shilling. But that also, for me, is a goal in the sense of like, well, if I want to do that, then I need to post more stuff, you know, to make people want to follow us. And that's not to say that I'm just going to like post whatever, you know, I'm really picky about what we put on our social media. I'm really picky about what we put out as episodes, but not letting that pressure stop me from making stuff. So I just kind of need to like block out time in my day to just work on making stuff for our Instagram and things. If that's like my goal, then that's kind of what I need to do. To do it. And then for back to the monthly goals, sorry, I'm all over the place. Another thing my doctor and I talked about was a few days ago, I took a day off of my Adderall, which I try to do whenever I like have a day where I can. Those of you who take stimulant medications, you'll know that especially with Adderall, because it has such a short half-life, taking days off from your medication is really, really good for your tolerance to the medication. So every time you take a day off, the next day your medication works better. So one of the things I talked about with my doctor was picking a day of the week where I can just not take my ADHD medication, obviously still going to take my antidepressants because those you take every day, but just for the Adderall, picking a day of the week where I don't take it, or I take half my dose if it's not feasible to take none. Because I'll be honest, taking none is really hard. Again, people with ADHD who are medicated for it will understand this. It's really, really hard. If you've ever taken like a 3 or 4 day break, you'll notice that the first day you feel like shit and you sleep the whole day. The second day you're a little bit better, but you still kind of sleep the whole day. But by the third or fourth day, you kind of get your like natural energy back. My point being, taking that one day off can feel really hard because that's kind of like the first day that you take a break from it is like when you're going to feel the worst. You're going to be the most tired. You're going to be like the least motivated and whatever. So if it's not possible for me to just take nothing and sleep the whole day, then just take less. And that'll still help my tolerance because, again, like I mentioned previously, I was having a lot of days where I was like taking a lot of naps and like being really tired and not getting things done. And so I think picking a day of the week where I kind of like cleanse my system of my ADHD medication will kind of help reset me. And then doing that every week should help improve, you know, my overall performance on the days that I do take it. So I'm still figuring out which day that's going to be. You know, during the week, I really want to get a lot of stuff done. On the weekends when Mario's not working, that's usually when we try to get a bunch of shit done around the house. So pretty much all of my days, I feel like I have so much to do and I need to be like, you know, alert and everything. But I think that maybe one of those weekend days, at least trying for now to just at least take half of my dose, should make a big difference. If you are out there and that's something you're interested in trying out, again, always talk to your doctor about that kind of stuff. But with stimulant medications, it's generally like a well-established thing that taking breaks from it is good. But again, you know, I'm not a medical professional. This is just what my doctor told me to do for my specific circumstance. Don't sue me. Oh my God, I forgot another one of my goals for the week. One of my goals for the week is to post this episode. So we'll see how that goes. Before we hop into our yearly and then 5-year goals, I do want to mention, and I talked to Ronnie a little bit about this too, a while back, maybe like a year ago, I listened to the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. He also has a website, jamesclear.com, everything will be linked in the show notes, where he posts a lot of blog posts about different like habit tracking and productivity things. And I'll link a few that I used for this episode in the description. The concept of the book Atomic Habits, just to give you an overview, is that in order to reach that goal, you have to create a bunch of smaller or atomic habits that are working towards that goal. So if your goal is to lose 10 pounds, saying you want to lose 10 pounds is not going to help you lose the 10 pounds. I mean, it's a goal, which is good. But the way to get there is to say, okay, so I want to lose 10 pounds. So to do that, my goal is now to cut my calories by X amount every day. And then maybe another goal is like exercise for this amount of time every day or every other day, whatever it is. And then those smaller goals altogether help you reach that bigger goal. Am I making sense, Ronnie?
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah. And so one of the articles I'm going to link, he talks all about habit trackers. Ronnie, have you ever made a habit tracker?
I have not.
Okay. Do you know what a habit tracker is?
I have heard the phrase.
Yeah.
That's it. Actually, somebody was telling me I should look into Atomic Habits, and I was like, I'm not doing audiobooks right now.
Yeah.
So, no.
I'm just gonna say, like, it's not a very, like, fun read, because he's just, like, telling you, like, you should do all these things, and this is how you're gonna do it. It is very clear and concise, you know, but it's not, like, the most entertaining thing. So if you don't want to listen to the whole book, you can look at his website. There are a bunch of great articles, and you'll get the gist. So a habit tracker is basically a chart that you make where, let's say you make a column for the habits. So you'll list out the habits that you want to keep, and then you'll do a column for the days. And so you'll make little boxes. I'm probably going to butcher my explanation of this, but if you go to the link and you look at it, there are examples. But basically, if you think about it like an Excel sheet, right? In your first column, you're going to list out all of your habits. And then all of the cells following each of those habits, you'll fill them in for each day that you complete that thing, that habit that you want to do. So like, let's say your habit is walking outside. Every day that you do that, you're going to fill in that box. And so then you see, like, if you think of like a monthly calendar, if you were to color in all the days, you'll be able to see how often you're accomplishing that. And do you guys remember when like snap streaks were a thing?
Yeah.
And you know how like people got like really crazy about like not breaking their streak?
I was one of those people. Yeah, shit was toxic.
Toxic as hell, but it's the same concept here. Basically, you don't want to break the streak. So you want like all of the days in a row to be filled in. Basically, you're tracking your progress, but you're also giving yourself the satisfaction of like seeing all of the boxes get filled in.
Right.
So it gives you like incentive to do it, because you're like, well, I don't want there to be like an empty box here. A lot of people swear by this method. I've done a few habit trackers. Again, I'm really bad to sticking with things. I'm really good at sticking with things for like a week and then I kind of drop them. Habit tracking is something that I want to be more consistent at doing and actually, you know, do my habit trackers. I keep a notebook. I have a favorite notebook that I use. I'm a big fan of graph paper, and I have these like notebooks that are just like graph paper. And that's where I write down all of my lists and stuff like that. So I think something for me that'll really help me with my habits overall and tracking them is if I make it a habit to write lists every day, I'll already have my notebook open. And so I'll flip to my habits page and like, you know what I mean? So I'll already, if I make it a habit to like write down stuff in my notebook every day, I'm already going to be in the place to go and like see what habits I'm like trying to form and then track them, which is why doing it on paper is the best way to do it. If anybody's interested, I can leave a link to some of my favorite notebooks. I'm a big fan of graph paper. I know people like the dot ones. I'm not a fan of those. I like the grid paper. Which makes it actually really easy to do a habit tracker because you already have the little square grids, right? And so then you can just color in the little boxes.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. I usually use just like line paper and then I just write over the lines.
Yeah, line paper. See, line paper is a problem for me. I'm not good with line paper. Grid paper is the way to go. So I don't know. Is habit tracking something you think you would do, Ronnie?
I would definitely. I definitely need to get back to writing down my goals. And mm-hmm. I think that's one of the best ways for me to like actually keep up with it on a daily basis. Because you mentioned Duolingo, which like mm-hmm. sometimes they'll like send you a notification where it's like, you made Duo sad. And like, sometimes I'm like, damn, I feel like an asshole. But other times I'm like, fuck you, Duo. Yeah. I had shit to do. So I think like some yeah. aspect of that in real life would be yeah. helpful for me.
Yeah, where it's something that you're doing, you're writing down, and then it becomes like, you're kind of gamifying it a little bit because you want to, you know, not break your streak as much as possible. And that's how you form habits. So that's something that I'm going to be doing. We can do a follow-up to this where maybe Ronnie, if you want to start habit tracking, we can like do it for a couple weeks and then talk about our experiences after. Would you be down for that?
I'm down. I'm going to write it down.
Yeah. Which reminds me that we're still going to do the follow-up to the phobias episode with Ronnie watching me get tattooed, that we're going to be recording that soon. So we're still doing that. We're still doing that. So
to go off on a terrible tangent, mm-hmm. I saw a tweet today that said, I'm scared of needles. I wish they could just nut the vaccine in me. And I quote tweeted it with yes.
Yeah. Do like some artificial insemination with
Yeah, I'm with totally vaccines. Fine with that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, there has to be a better way than needles, man. Or you can just get over your fear of needles by watching Mario tattoo me.
Right. And I like actually last episode when I said I would stop like looking away from the TV when they gave people shots, I stopped doing that. So I would actually like, look and watch them get shots.
Good.
And today they like blurred the needle out and I was like, come on, give me the good stuff. I yeah. need to see it.
Yeah, dude, that is going to send me onto a totally different tangent about like I get that like people are like scared of needles and like things trigger people. But something a psychiatrist said to me once is that, and this is such a tangent, but I say this a lot and I feel like I should say it more. And maybe a lot of people aren't going to like this opinion. Your triggers aren't your fault, but the world isn't going to adapt to you. You have to adapt to the world. And so this is what my psychiatrist said. I'm quoting her. She said, the world isn't going to adapt to you. You have to adapt to the world. You have to understand that triggers will happen and that's okay. But what you have to do is take it upon yourself to figure out what you need to do to make those situations better for you. Right. And a lot of that is taking responsibility by taking medication, seeing a therapist, seeing a psychiatrist, you know, those are things that fall on you. Everybody's cool with the phrase like your mental health isn't your fault, but it is your responsibility. And I think it goes along the same lines with like, you know, your triggers. It's like we can't just bubble wrap you and send you into the world. It's not feasible and it's probably not healthy. You know, your stuff is going to fuck with you in the world. People shouldn't maliciously go out of their way to trigger you. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it's going to happen.
Better to be prepared than right. to be scared.
So what I'm saying is I think I strongly disagree with them blurring out the needle because let's take our kid gloves off for a minute. That's my whole thing with like this whole show is like we take the fucking kid gloves off. And we don't want to talk about mental health like it's this fluffy, cute, nice thing. And I think for this episode, it's actually probably good to mention this. Like, maybe it sounds really cute and nice and fluffy to, like, get a notebook and, like, track your habits and use, like, fun pen colors. But it's more than that. It's about, like, what the consequences of not doing that stuff is. And also the reality that, like, we're going to fail at this sometimes. And just speaking for myself, I fail at this stuff a lot of the time. some of the darkest parts of my life have been because I haven't, you know, done these things. And so that's why trying to do them is so important to me. I also understand that, like, the world can't just cater to me, and that, yeah, sometimes I need to sleep the whole day, but, like, you can't just do that every day and expect the world to work for you.
Right.
So I think that's, like, a big part of this is, like, personal responsibility with your mental health.
One thing that happened to me pretty recently was that I was in a very bad mood because, like, my TV stopped working, and I kind of just, like, laid down all day because I was like, man, this TV was expensive and it doesn't work anymore and I'm sad. Mm-hmm. And Ash was being very funny with me, and she was like, hey, get up, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And so it was fun because she like laid down with me for a bit because that's our fun tandem nap time. But mm-hmm. then she was also like, all right, you got to get up.
Yeah.
So she was like tapping me and she's like, get up, get up.
Totally. Oh, yeah. My cat does that too. Well, and that's a great example for, like, yeah, just because you are feeling shitty, like, your cat still has to get fed and played with and, like, all the things, you know? Like, your cat's not going to stop getting hungry just because you're having a bad day. And, like, it's okay to have a bad day, but you have to, like, figure out how to deal with it. Like, you can't just be like, I'm upset every time I see a needle. And so I'm just gonna, like, expect the world to, like, cater to that when it's like, well, I'm sorry, sometimes you're gonna have to get a shot. Like, and it's for the greater good of humanity for you to get that shot, speaking to vaccines specifically. And so, like, that's a moment when the world isn't gonna cater to the things that, like, upset you.
Right.
And so I think the whole thing with goals is, like, and this kind of self-improvement-y type stuff is that you have to understand that it's not about making mental health this, like, cute, pretty thing. It's about understanding that you have to hold up your end of the bargain when it comes to you getting better. And that's something that I preach a lot, and I preach it a lot, understanding the fact that I fail at this a lot. Okay, I'm not an authority figure. I want to make that clear. I'm a hot mess. But I understand that, and I'm working to better myself. I'm not expecting the world to just become easier for me. It's not how it works, unfortunately. But that tangent aside, Ronnie, what are your goals for the year and your goals for the next 5 years?
Goals for the year. So it's 2021, my Kobe year, I guess. Maybe get a whip. Sorry, a car. I didn't have to use the slang. Yeah, so a car would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, kind of in the vein of, like, getting a job, I hope that COVID gets to the point where museums can be open more often so that I could, like, work at a museum, because I was supposed to last year and that didn't happen. So, yeah, I want to work at a museum because I like art and I like being around art, and I want to use my art knowledge, you know. So that's a year goal. And then 5 years from now, I don't want to, like, pay rent, so getting a house.
Wow, I like that. Oh, yeah, because in 5 years, we'll be 29, right?
Yeah, and hopefully maybe I'll realize that California ain't it, and I'll just move to Texas where they got $6 houses.
No, don't follow the trend. All of the prices are going to go up because everybody's moving there. Just stay here. Just wait it out. It'll get better. And California's the superior state. I'm sorry to everybody who lives in any other state, but as somebody born and raised in California, I fully believe that this is the superior state.
It's just sad because I read a book about this where they were like, and this book came out in, like, the early 2000s, maybe late 90s. And they were like, California's got the most expensive property taxes. And so just for fun, like, just for funsies, I go on Zillow and look at houses. And then it's like, you can get, like, a one bedroom, one bath in California for, like, $600,000. Or you can get, like, a 13 room, four bathroom mansion in Texas for the same price.
But also remember how much it costs to upkeep a house like that, too. Your utility bill is going to be whack. Yeah, I'm very pro staying in California for many reasons. One, because every few years, everybody picks, like, a new city that's, like, the new hot place to move to if you're, like, living in LA and you're sick of all the taxes and you're sick of the rent and everything. A few years ago, it was Portland. Well, it was Seattle, then it was Portland, then it was, like, Nashville, and then Austin, and now it's just Texas in general. And I don't want to follow those fucking trends. Maybe it's, like, my big, like, Aquarius energy, but I'm like, nah, I'm going to hold out.
I mean, I get that. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I realized the other day that I kind of gave up on my dream of acting, which also I shouldn't because I don't know. I got pretty far in that Blue's Clues audition and Tom Holland's always talking about how he didn't get shit. So,
yeah.
But that aside, yeah, I mean, a house would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's interesting that our goals are very similar, actually. Okay, so for the year, I want to be financially stable, which goes into my goal for the month of getting a job. Kind of going along with that, I want to earn money doing what I like. I've already done that in the past. I've made money off of my artwork and design and everything. And that's been really great. And I want to keep doing that. Obviously, because of COVID, I haven't been doing anything. So my goal for the year is to be earning money doing stuff that I like. It's unfortunate that like the only way to really justify doing the stuff I like is to make money from it, but that's the reality. Shout out capitalism. But I know that it's doable because I've done it before and I've been very successful at it. And I want to get back on the horse and continue to be successful at it. And then going along with that, you know, I want to keep doing this. I want to grow PGPC. But in order to do that, we need to become more consistent. I'm talking about me. This isn't any shade at Ronnie. It's mostly me. This might be really lofty and I might lower it to 30, but I would like to post 40 episodes of PGPC this year, at least. I think it's possible, but 30 might be the more realistic goal.
Well, there's still...
How many weeks are left in the year?
Subtract 8. I think there's like 46 or some weeks left.
Okay. Okay, we can do it, Ronnie. I believe in us. We might hit 35. I mean, okay, last year we posted 32 episodes, right?
Yeah, and we started in March. Yeah.
So I think we could probably do 40. I think it's possible, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very much so looking forward to just doing more stuff because I mean, playing 2K for 4 hours a day is not fun.
Yeah.
And just like waiting for the next thing is, do you ever feel that way when you're like, oh, I'm going to do something at 7. So it's like 2 o'clock and you're like, I'm going to do nothing for 5 hours. So,
yes. Yeah. I feel like, especially when I was having my like a lot of days where I just like wasn't productive or as productive as I should be, or like just feeling tired and sleeping a lot, I would just constantly be waiting for Mario to get home from work. And like, that cannot be my life. My life cannot be waiting for my fucking significant other to get home. That can't be my life. Unrelated goals for the year, which also ties into my weekly goal, becoming conversational in Spanish. So I'm doing Duolingo, but by the end of the year, I would like to be conversational. Context to that is I took Spanish for a few years in high school. Hello, I'm dyslexic. Learning languages is really hard for me, but I think if I stay consistent, I can do it. My boyfriend's first language is Spanish, and his entire family speaks mostly Spanish. So something that I'd like to do is become more comfortable. It's like I understand Spanish when I hear it being spoken, but I'm not comfortable speaking it. So I would like to be more comfortable speaking it, which I think is really doable because I live with somebody who's fluent in it. And sometimes he just like, and he knows that I'm trying to learn Spanish more. And so sometimes he'll just say things to me in Spanish and then I'll like pause for a second and be like, wait, yes, or whatever the appropriate answer is. So that's been helping. But yeah, that's one of my goals for the year. And then this is a silly goal, but it's kind of real and ties into all of this. I would like for my partner to not break up with me. That would be cool.
Kanye's got a line where he says, take this with a grain of salt because what he's doing right now. But he said, so, A, we made it to Thanksgiving. So, A, maybe we could make it to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fun one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a goal.
How this ties into everything is like cohabitating with a partner is hard. And establishing good habits is a big part of making that work. And so all of this ties into that. We're like, well, if I do all these things and like, you know, I make things work and I get a job and I'm doing all this stuff, then that'll help our relationship. And then he won't break up with me like 6 months from now because that would really suck because I love him a lot, not to get cheesy. And then for my goal for 5 years, I want to, you know, be living off of money I make from artwork, design, other projects. So PGPC is all included in that, you know, growing PGPC. 5 years is a long time. If the last 18 months is anything to go off of, a lot can happen in 5 years. And so I have found it really hard to set long-term goals because like everything is just so up in the air in a lot of ways. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this, Ronnie included, that a lot of things are up in the air. Things that we thought that we would be doing right now, 18 months ago, were not, you know, for unforeseen circumstances. And so it is really hard to set long-term goals, but I want to be continuing to grow PGPC. But in whatever I'm doing, you know, I'm making art, I'm making things, I'm just making stuff. That's what matters to me the most, is to continue to also learn as much as I can about mental health and stuff and improve my own. I mean, that's kind of the whole point of this. But I think that we've done a lot of really good things with this project, and that by growing it and keeping doing it, that's grammatically awful, but like by continuing to do it and continuing to learn as we go, having an impact on that in some way. So whatever I'm making, I want it to have like a positive impact in, you know, this particular space, because it is something that I really care about. Maybe my interests and my goals will change, but right now, as I see it, this is something that I really want to put a lot of love and work into. And then, unrelated, I'd like to be married in 5 years. I'll be 29 in 5 years. I just turned 24 on the 12th of February. My cat turned 18 on the 12th of February. She's old as fuck. So yeah, it's time to start making those types of goals, which is scary. But yeah, I'd like to be married in 5 years. But hopefully that's to the person I'm currently with, because, you know, that would be convenient. And, you know, I love him and shit. Vomit. But
are you a wedding person, or are you like that was a bad question. Have you already planned your wedding before? That's the question.
I never have really cared about weddings. I'm never gonna be the person that is like stressing over like floral arrangements and stuff. Like, that's not my thing. Like, yes, I'm a design person. Yes, I care about like the aesthetics of things, but like really, that's not the shit that I care about. Also, I don't think there is a world that exists where I won't feel absolutely ridiculous wearing a wedding dress. So I have to get over that, or like figure something out with that. Cause no matter what, I'm gonna feel silly.
I mean, so I'm pro wedding in that I grew up watching a lot of Say Yes to the Dress and Four Weddings. Mm-hmm. And I love weddings. So I've already planned mine out more or less. But yeah, so watching years of Say Yes to the Dress, like, I assume that mm-hmm. you're going to go to a dress fitting, and then you're going to be like, this is the one I feel dope in. Mm-hmm. And like, that's the one, you know. Yeah. It's less fun for dudes, because I was like, ah, I'm going to wear probably like some shiny tux or whatever.
I mean, whatever, you can get fun with it. Like, if I were a man, I'd be like, velvet tuxedo, it's happening, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's just me. Yeah, I'm gonna feel silly. Maybe I should start watching shows like that. Maybe I should like turn into that kind of girl. I mean, obviously this is an audio podcast, so you can't see me, but like if you know me, you would know that I wear the same thing every day. I'm a very boring person when it comes to how I dress. I am a comfort first person. I mean, I like to look cool. Cool, that sounds so dumb, but like I like to look cool, you know. I care about like the aesthetics of things. Again, I'm a design person, but like I am a black jeans, black shirt kind of person. So like no matter what, I'm gonna feel silly in a wedding dress. However, all of that said, I already have my wedding playlist picked out.
Okay.
Like, that's the music is already picked out. And this is how I know that like I love Mario very much. We have the same wedding playlist, like independent of each other. Like, we didn't think of these songs together. Like, we came into this relationship being like, yeah, this is what my wedding playlist is going to be. And it's like basically the same songs.
That is interesting. I don't even have a wedding playlist.
That is shocking to me.
I got a playlist for everything.
Yeah.
I don't have a playlist for
Ronnie has a playlist for everything. I shared something on our Instagram story today that was like a thing about Pisces, and it was something, let me pull it up real quick so I can remember what it was. It's like a rose, and then pointing to the rose part of the drawing, it says incredible playlist curation, and then pointing to the thorn on the rose, it says like incredible need for validation, which is very true of you, Ronnie, and that's why I shared it. And mm-hmm. I said this is our boy Ronnie to a T. But yes, incredible playlist curation. Ronnie is so I'm shocked that you don't have a wedding playlist. Just to give you guys like a little bit of a teaser of what my wedding playlist will be, it will be Mirrors by Justin Timberlake, obviously.
Okay, all right.
We love Justin Timberlake in this household, okay? We stan Justin Timberlake. Until the End of Time by Justin Timberlake. Like, that is a wedding song. And then No One by Alicia Keys. Obviously, it's a classic.
Right.
Also, yeah. Let Me Love You by Mario.
Yeah.
It's the fucking bop. We recently rewatched Step Up, and you know how Mario's in the movie Step Up?
Mm-hmm.
Every time he came on screen, I was like quoting this. I'm not gonna do what I did, because I was just like belting out like the fucking like chorus of Let Me Love You. But yeah, that's just a little taste of what my wedding playlist is gonna be. It's gonna be a lot of like late 90s, early 2000s fucking bops. So
right.
Yeah.
A terrible song that people like to include in their wedding is Every Breath You Take by The Police, which is like, that's not a wedding song. That's a, that's one of y'all gonna kill each other song.
Yeah. I do love some like early 2000s, late 90s bops, also mid 90s, also the 80s, which reminds me of another song that is definitely on our wedding playlist. It's I'm Gonna Be by The Proclaimers. You know, the one where it's like, I would walk 500 miles.
500 miles and
Yeah. No, we love to karaoke that in the car. So that has to be on the wedding playlist. You know, there's going to be a karaoke section. But yeah, so it's like, I don't care about my wedding overall, but I do care about the music. Also, there's a YouTube video by Sophia Nygaard, where when her and her husband got married, they did the dance from Addams Family Values. The what is it called? It's like the tango scene from Addams Family Values, where Morticia is like, you know, and that other dude whose name escapes me, and they do the tango. They recreated that dance for their first dance at their wedding. And so I would like to do a choreographed dance for my first dance at my wedding. Because the first, like, that's so boring, you know? Like, if you've ever been to a wedding, like, the first dance is so, you know, it's just whatever. Like, it's cute, but like, but I would rather, but I would like to do a choreographed dance.
I need to get married tomorrow and do the Soulja Boy dance.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah, but look up that video on YouTube, Sophia Nygaard wedding dance. It's great. Mario and I were talking about that, and we were like, yeah, let's just blow half of our wedding budget on a choreographer to like help us with this dance.
Mm-hmm.
As like a funny thought I had, I don't think I would actually do this, but I would love to recreate an NSYNC music video dance. Like, that's my dream.
Big if true.
That would like be my wet dream. But yeah, that, so in 5 years from now, I'd like to be married and that's my wedding playlist. So to segue, like we mentioned before, James Clear's book, Atomic Habits, he talks about like smaller habits that you need to do to reach your goals. So an example from mine would be like, I want to become conversational in Spanish by the end of the year. So to do that, it needs to become a daily habit that I do Duolingo every day. I'm going to throw the question back to you, Ronnie. Based on like some of your like long-term goals, what smaller goals are you going to try to do to reach that longer term goal?
So my thing is I will apply to jobs en masse, and I guess en masse, I should have said. Yeah, no, I got to get back on that. So I need to get back on even Indeed and saying like, hey, look at my application again, or like getting back on LinkedIn, but just sending out those applications again. And like, I got to the point where I started like reusing my cover letter. So the jobs I can apply to have opened up immensely. I just have to sit down and like, while I'm watching the news, apply to jobs and click that button. That's like a daily thing.
A funny story about cover letters real quick. My partner was recently like going through applications for people that were applying to be like his intern. And one of the cover letters he received still had like, it was like clearly like a template, and it still had in brackets like company name and then like job title, all of the things that they were supposed to fill in with like his company's information. So yeah, just don't do that. Just don't do that. Yeah.
No, that's the thing. I've made it to where I would always do that. I would write a specific one for each company. And then I was like, that's dumb, because I don't, when you, more or less, when they tell you to do a cover letter, it's like, you want this job? Beg for it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to do that. So I like found a way where it's like, I'm only really talking about my passions. And I was like, I could get away with just saying, I would like to work for your company. And yeah. As long as you change the date, and if you know the hiring manager, you put their name.
Yes.
That's personal enough.
Big tip. Yes. If the hiring manager, for a lot of jobs, when you apply to them, they'll have you send it to the email of the hiring manager. So you'll already have the hiring manager's name. If it is not included, what you can do is be a little creepy and either go on the company's website and see if like the hiring manager is like listed, you know, on their like about or whatever. Or you can go on LinkedIn and look through all of the profiles that are like working at that company and like find the hiring manager that way. But including the name of the hiring manager is big important. Big important.
Right.
Yes. So be a little creepy. Mine is the same. I want to get a job this month. And so in order to do that, I need to apply to jobs every single day. And also following up with I was also looking for jobs right before COVID started. And so then a lot of those things where I got really far in the process just kind of fell off because then COVID happened, obviously. And we know how that went. So another thing I'm going to be doing is also reaching back out to a lot of those companies where I made it to like third or fourth round of interviews and be like, hey, I never heard back about this. Are you currently looking for people? So we'll see how that goes. But like doing that every day, which is hard. And a thing that I like to put off a lot. So I need to actually do that. And that's something I need to do after we're done recording this. So, I mean, hopefully this like all made sense, but really like the basis is that when it comes to creating habits, I do also just want to say that like, it's okay to fail and it's okay to have to change them up and change up your strategies. We talked about habit tracking in this episode, but like if that doesn't work for you, just finding some way to make it work for you. Something that Mario and I talked about this morning when we were talking about doing morning walks together with Peanut is that we could make a habit tracker, and then every time we complete a full week where we did it every day, we get some kind of reward. So I think that might be a good thing to mention here is that kind of creating a reward system for yourself, again, gamifying things. Folks with ADHD know, and Ron, you also know, gamifying things is a really great way to get yourself to do them.
Well, in that vein, too, as somebody who loves instant gratification, it's very hard for me to do things that I don't get instantly gratified from. Mm-hmm. So like you said, you wanted to get out in the sun. And like for me personally, I know that when I get out into the sun, not only do I feel warmer and I'm like, you know, especially in the time of winter, like when I'm warmer, I feel better and I can do more things. But like when I go outside, even if I'm just like cleaning Ash's litter box, I feel better. Mm-hmm. And like there are those things like even, and nobody wants to hear it, but exercise is one of those things. A lot of these things there is a way to get that instant gratification from it. It's just the hurdle of actually doing the task.
Exactly.
Like really, once you're done, it's like the fact that you had done it is sometimes enough.
Yeah, no, totally. And I think with all of these things, that's really what it goes back to. And that's kind of the basis of like how you accomplish these things is that, you know, you have a goal for the year, but like in order to accomplish that, you need to find ways to like work towards that you get instant gratification from so that you keep working towards it. Habit tracking is one of those things. If you get satisfaction out of like filling in all the boxes and maintaining your streak, then that's a way that you're working towards a long-term goal, but you're also getting a short-term satisfaction out of it. And to those of you listening to this, if there's any like things that you've done that have helped you like maintain good habits and things like that, whether it be habit tracking or any other things that we didn't mention, you know, you can let us know and we'd love to share those in a follow-up. But I think a follow-up to this episode is going to be Ronnie and I. How about we do this? Starting today, we're going to make habit trackers and we're going to do those or like really commit to doing those for the next, 3 weeks. maybe 2 weeks, and then come back and talk about it and see how it went. Because it's really easy for us, specifically me, to sit here on my soapbox and say, yeah, this is how you do this, and this is how you do this. But at the end of the day, what matters is if I actually follow through, because I have to practice what I preach, right? And this is all about, like, helping other people by helping ourselves. And so I think, and if anybody listening to this also wants to do this and kind of like go along with us, and maybe I can document some of this on Instagram, which you should go follow us at. It's at Pretty Girl Pill Club. Maybe Ronnie, you and I can document our habit tracking as well, and then come back and talk about it in a couple weeks. Does that sound like a good plan?
That sounds like a productive plan.
That sounds like a very productive plan, and it's content. So it's for the content, baby. I mean, this might only apply to us, but like, I think the fact that like we're saying these things in like a public manner, like Ronnie, you with like your wanting to get over your fear of needles, the fact that we like committed to doing that follow-up where like you're gonna watch me get tattooed in an episode, like we said it publicly, we've promised it, and so now we have to do it, like that little bit of social pressure is gonna help, you know? And I think with the habit tracking, it's gonna be the same thing, because now we're saying we're gonna do a follow-up episode about this, and we're also gonna document our progress as we go along, and that will, you know, that'll give us the instant gratification of like people are gonna see it and, you know, maybe comment on it and things, and so that'll be cool, and that'll be a little dopamine hit, and then we get some fun content out of it, so that's like a secondary thing that we get out of it, right? Mm-hmm. So Ronnie, you and I can flesh out the details of that, but I think that's gonna be our action plan moving forward, and we invite any of you listening to go ahead and do it with us. If you are going to do this with us and start a habit tracker, you should like share it on your story or in a post or whatever, and then like tag us in it, and like we'll share it on our story and stuff. That I think that'll also help all of us stay a little bit motivated to like create better habits, you know?
Yeah, that puts the pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
That's applying pressure.
I feel like I just like, sometimes I feel like I just like decide for you, like, okay, now we're gonna do this, Ronnie. So I hope you don't.
I felt like I was talking out of my ass that whole time, because like when you said like we gotta post it, I'm like, okay, now I really gotta do this stuff.
Exactly. Well, that's the whole point. That's what I'm saying, is like, it's so easy for me to sit here and say this shit, but like I want to actually like make myself accountable, because again, this is about improving ourselves too, not just like saying a bunch of shit and then like not actually doing it. I mean, I do like to say do as I say, not as I do, but like I'd like to not be that person, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, I was gonna finesse y'all. I wasn't gonna do it, but now I have to. So that'll be fun.
I'm gonna do it. So now you have to do it. And I think it'll be fun, Ronnie.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah maybe.
Well, that's the thing. Because I also fell off from journaling too. And like, I've been in a mood, like I was saying before. And so like, I didn't do any journaling until, I think the last time I journaled was like last week. And that was even helpful. And that at least for me is a part about writing it down. And that's why it's like, as long as we're habit tracking, I'm like writing stuff down on a daily basis. And that's
maybe one of the habits that you'll track is journaling.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. Cause I only really journal if I'm like upset.
And yeah.
Hopefully I'm not upset.
But, yeah.
I do like writing it down, because like even in addition to like when you write it down, you can cross it out and see what you've done. It also helps with memory, and not even just like remembering what you're doing, but just like actually like making your memory better, because you're cognitively like physically etching what needs to be done and what you need to remember.
Yeah, that's why they say like in school, like to actually physically write your notes instead of typing them, because you'll actually absorb the information. And I have found that to be true. So I think this is going to go kind of the same way. So, you know, we're going to end this episode and then independently figure out what habits we want to track. And then we can post it on the Instagram. And then, you know, after this episode comes out, which will hopefully be, you know, within the next like 36 hours. I don't know. We'll see. And then we'll go from there. So if you're listening to this and you're not following us on Instagram, please follow us on Instagram. It's at Pretty Girl Pill Club. Any final thoughts, Ronnie, before we sign off?
Write stuff down.
And actually fucking do it.
Like everything. You can write anything down. There's so many times when I like have an idea that I'm like, that's a good idea, and I don't write it down. And then I'll be like, damn, what was my good idea?
Just writing something down every day could be a good thing. I don't know. I mean, I'll leave that to you to figure out on your own in your own journey, but we'll report back. I'm like almost shooting myself in the foot preemptively because I'm like, oh, fuck, then I'm actually going to have to fucking do it. But that pressure is good for me, I think. So that's just what I'm going to tell myself. But you down, Ronnie? You in?
I am in and down.
Hell yeah. Love to hear it. All right. Well, with all of that said, this has been the Pretty Girl Pill Club. Thank you for listening. And as always, everything that we've sourced, anything we used as a source, is going to be linked in our show notes and on our website, which is pgpcpod.com. As I've already said like four or five times this episode, you can follow us on Instagram at Pretty Girl Pill Club and Twitter at pgpcpod. And you can listen to this, you know, wherever you get your pods. But if you are listening on iTunes, you can leave us a review and stuff and say nice things. Or don't. I don't know. It's up to you. That's a personal choice.
No, that's a good idea. If if you're listening to this episode, write down, leave a review for Pretty Girl Pill Club.
Hey, I like that.
I'd like to give you something, but I have nothing to give you.
I have nothing to give you either. Yeah, write it down and then actually do it, maybe. Or don't. Again, personal choice, but we'd really like you to. And then, once again, just to reiterate, if you are going to do this like little habit tracking challenge with us for the next 2 weeks, it might be longer than that, but I will post the details on Instagram. You can follow us doing it on Instagram. You can tag us on Instagram if you so choose to share your own experience going through this little journey that we're about to embark on of trying to do the shit we say we're gonna do. Because, oh man, have I been really good at not doing the shit that I say I'm gonna do. All right, so I guess this is the end. We'll see you later. Oh, right. I forgot to say, take your goddamn meds, drink water, wear a mask, stay 6 feet away from people. All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Pretty Girl Pill Club. As always, you'll be able to find our full episode notes with any links that we may have mentioned or sources we may have cited on our website, which is pgpcpod.com. And you can follow us on Instagram at Pretty Girl Pill Club and Twitter at pgpcpod. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, thoughts, ideas, or just want to say hey, you can reach out to us on our various social media platforms, or you can shoot us an email through our website, which is pgpcpod.com. Pretty Girl Pill Club is hosted by myself, Sophie Collis, and Ronnie Williams. Our theme music was mixed by Patrick Retzer, and all artwork associated with Pretty Girl Pill Club is done by me, Sophie Collis. Thanks, and we'll talk to you soon.